This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
You're so not a man in that relationship.
Why?
Jamie.
Coming up to the trip, like, you didn't know where you were staying. You didn't know where you were going. You changed it all. It's like, I wonder if she ever wants to just relax and have a man take care of her.
BJ.
I hope not. She does. She's screwed. Because I don't plan on planning anyway.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. It's the BJ Jamie Morning Show live from the KALC studios, Denver, Colorado, Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. You can get us for free and you'll get the podcast there later on today, too. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to a Tuesday. Today is what, the 29th?
Yes.
Oh, man. I get my dates wrong. But today, I'm on target, man. And today's big news. By the way, good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, great. I'm excited for this cold weather.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
You're excited?
Yeah. Let's get it going.
Yeah. I'm excited for the cooler weather. I don't like the cold weather, but I do like the cooler stuff.
Yeah, I don't want, like, negative temperatures. Yeah. I just want a little
right
cooler.
Now, it feels awesome outside. Yeah. It is absolutely perfect. I wish it could stay this way. Good morning, Spadell.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I walked in. I saw my cooler I let you borrow. You cleaned it up. So, you know, thank you. Yeah.
Dude, my wife wouldn't even let me clean that thing in the house.
Really?
It was so nasty. She made me take it outside with a hose and clean it. So I took Brillo pads and a hose. That's how I got it clean.
Nice.
So let me give everybody a little insight on this, okay? So, Spadell, let's me borrow a cooler. On Friday, I think it was, right?
Yeah.
Who was the donut place that came in?
Desert Donuts.
Desert Donuts came in here. Wonderful treats, okay?
Yeah, really good.
Amazing.
Donuts, and they gave us some of these ice cream cakes, pies, right?
Yeah.
Miniature, okay? So nobody here wanted them. So I said, I'll take them home for Frog, right? And so Spadell said, hey, I got a cooler in the car. So he goes down, brings up the cooler. What are those little Playmates?
It's like a lunchbox cooler.
Well, what's it called? Playmate? Like Playboy?
Yeah, Playmate Igloo.
Yeah. He's got his own Playmate, man.
Right in his car.
He goes down to the car. He brings it up here. And this thing, folks, is disgusting. It's got spider webs in it.
Really?
It is so nasty. It was unbelievable.
And you keep that in your car, Spadell?
Yeah, I use it when I go to the paintball field. If I have like a drink or something, I'm going to put it in there for the day so it stays cool.
Keeping it in your car is not the question. The question is, you put food in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, like drinks and snacks.
Oh,
dude.
Yeah. It's got spider webs in it?
I didn't want to say no to you because it was a wonderful gesture on your part, okay?
Yeah.
And you and I are pals. So I didn't want to break your heart, you know, get you all bummed out or anything. So I went in, took it, and I put the treats in there, put some ice in there, and I thought, I'll take these home. By the time I got home, I looked at your cooler, and I said, there's no way I'm feeding Frog anything out of this damn cooler. I threw the treats away. I put the Playmate outside in the garage, and I brought it indoors yesterday to clean it, and my wife said, no, you get that piece of crap out of here.
She probably freaked out, yeah.
Oh, it was so, man, did I do a good job on it or what?
Yeah, dude, it was so clean that I came in and the lights were off, and I was like, yo, this is clean, before even turning the lights on.
It looks brand new.
It really does.
He's literally going to start giving you everything he has so you can clean it.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
you are
thank
disgusting,
you for cleaning
dude.
It.
I love dirt. I don't have a problem with dirt, but man, you are beyond dirt.
Yeah, it was bad.
Good morning, Jamie.
Hi.
How are you doing?
What are you guys doing?
I'm talking to Spadell about his cooler that he lent me on Friday.
Oh, okay.
Remember that disgusting cooler that he gave me? Did you see it?
I never got to see it. I know he was going to bring you one. Was it yucky?
Oh, yeah. Jamie, it was the nastiest thing you've ever seen. It's like he carries dirt in this thing, okay?
Well, so the reason why, so Desert Donuts brought us all this stuff, and some of this stuff was ice cream, and I wasn't going to take it home, so I'm like, you know what? Take it home to your fam, blah, blah, blah.
Bro.
And then Spinell's like, I've got a cooler.
Yeah. Just randomly.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. No. It had spider webs in it.
What?
Yeah. And I didn't want to, you know, disappoint the kid. Yes. So I said, okay. Hey, thank you, Spinell. What a buddy you are.
Yeah,
and
I cleaned it.
And I got to the, I didn't even eat the treats. It was so nasty.
Really?
No, I threw them away. I'm like, I can't eat this out of this.
Like they were contaminated.
Oh, it was
Did it have mold in it?
Oh, it was terrible. My wife, I brought it in. This is a true story. Last night, I said, I got to take this cooler back to Spadil. But I'm not going to take it back like this. I don't even want to put it in my car. So I bring it into the sink to clean it. She makes me take it outside with grill pads. She said, get that nasty piece of... Oh, she used some bad language right in front of Frog. He goes to a Catholic school.
That's when you know the cooler's bad.
Yeah. You did that, Spinell.
You're right. That's when you know. When Mom is using the F word right in front of the kid,
right?
He's got to go to school the next day.
Look
Who
what
knows?
You've done.
I know. I'm horrible.
But thank you for the cooler.
Yeah, thank you for cleaning it.
Right,
you did
no
a great job. You really did.
You know what?
Bring it, show it to Jamie.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny? It's like you didn't get anything out of this except for work.
Work. Yeah. Cleaned it.
Jamie, and Spadil got a new cooler.
Look at this.
Look what I did. Oh, wow.
Is that nice
that
or what?
That is spotless. You can lick on it. Like you can lick the bottom of that. Example A.
We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie. BJ and Jamie. Hips don't lie, man. That's you, Jamie. Your hips don't lie.
I know. Did you see me doing Shakira, Shakira?
Yeah, I saw it. It's kind of wacky this time of the morning.
It's early. It's early for my hips not to lie.
All right. The big story this morning is the weather's about to change. Don't freak out. Don't run to the grocery store. You're not going to need
Nothing's
it. It's not the
happen.
Blizzard of 2024 coming. It's just going to be colder than yesterday was 82.
I know. It was warm. It was crazy
the
warm.
Center at the airport.
Yeah.
82
yeah.
degrees, and then we got snow for tomorrow. Colorado, man, you gotta love it.
Right. I was cracking up because remember how you weren't gonna like do a lot of the intense weather because of that? Was it Allstate? I forget what commercial it is, but it's like don't become your parents,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I forget which insurance they're obviously
Farmers.
Doing.
Farmers
is
insurance,
it? Okay.
Yeah.
They're obviously doing a great job since I can't remember.
Yeah. You just remember the sayings.
Yeah, the sayings.
They're great commercials, by the way.
They are great.
It's like, actually progressive.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh,
Farmers.
So it's don't be like your parents, right?
Yeah.
So it's this whole thing. And every one of us can relate to it because I've done the thing of like, ooh, this is a nice box. I think I'll save it. Like, why do I need a nice box? And then...
Nope.
Go ahead.
I think it is Farmers.
No, I have it right here. See, Dr. Rick Weather Progressive Insurance Commercial.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, so I have done the key. Oh, this is a nice box. I'll use it for Christmas. What? I get
and then
boxes.
You forget about it.
Yeah. And then so BJ is the guy that does the weather all the time, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, cumulus clouds. Oh, it's a cold front coming in from Biloxi.
Yeah.
So I got this. This text was in our group text last night. It says, I have a concern. I love those, well, she said Allstate commercials, but I don't know. Anyway, she said, I have a concern. I love the Allstate commercials about young homeowners becoming their parents. I'm starting to identify with the parents and not the young homeowners. They just showed a guy wearing a Grills Just Want to Have Fun apron. And she's like, oh, that's cute. I might want to get that.
That's when you know.
That's when you know.
That's when you know.
Grills Just Want to Have Fun.
That's awesome. The ultimate dad apron.
Right?
Yeah, I've decided that I'm not going to do the weather anymore. I'm not going to predict the weather. All I'm going to do is grab it off a TV, wherever, and just play it for you.
Yeah.
I'm not putting my 2 cents worth in because every time I do, and if it gets wrong, you guys chastise me. I'm not a meteorologist.
You are.
I've said it from the very
but
beginning.
But you played one on TV.
I try my best.
You did play one on TV.
I went down with Dave Frazier.
Yep.
But I'm sick and tired of all the backlash. You guys just
no. It's just
chirp,
it's
chirp,
just
chirp.
That you are the commercial, just
I
like
am.
I'm the Save the Nice Box commercial.
All right, here it is, straight from TV this morning.
Bought it in 2021,
and since
whoa,
what
whoa,
is that?
Wrong, wrong,
what?
Didn't
what?
Sound like snow.
What?
But brought in other audio.
Oh, gotcha.
Changed it up on me. Here we
here
go.
In the metro area, we will get some clearing. We're going to have a sunny, windy day ahead. By later on this afternoon, I do think most of this is going to stay in the mountains. However, we could get a few brief showers sneaking on down to the Front Range. And then as we're looking ahead to Wednesday morning, we will wake up to a little bit of rain and snow. It's going to be spotty off and on throughout the morning, backing off by later on in the day. And I do think that while we're going to get some snowflakes at times, there's also going to be that mixing over to rain in the immediate heart of the metro, south side of the metro into our foothills, better chance for seeing that actual snow that may accumulate. Regardless, we are getting some much needed moisture, which is great news. Mostly rain here for the metro and a lot of melting for those who do get snow.
Did she say moisture?
You know what? It's going to be so windy again today, and it freaks me out. Because Pete's doing the countdown to how many days we've had without any rain.
Yeah.
What's he at? I forget.
Because
he always texts us and tells us how many days it's been.
I don't know. I thought it was going to rain some yesterday.
Yeah,
it started clouding up, but it never did.
No, I know.
But we do have rain in the forecast. I guess, maybe starting later on today. I have no idea. But I will say this. It's going to get cold. Freeze warning for tomorrow night. Not tonight, tomorrow night.
You know how I don't love to come on the show and show like my weaknesses or how pathetic I am or all the crap in my life? Let me just tell you something. I'm going to go ahead and tell you something. 3-car garage and 3 cars outside.
Wow.
Yeah. Not one will fit inside the garage. Oh, not one.
You're turning into BJ.
Yeah.
Listen.
I'm way ahead of her on this.
Yeah.
BJ's been doing it his entire life.
I've been in this house for 20 years. I've never had a car in that garage.
I mean, he's the expert.
Yeah. So it is, it's on me. But I will say that, like, my kid dumped all his, like, camping stuff in the middle of the garage, right? And it's, like, weird stuff. It's, like, he had this outdoor shower, so it's this long tube with a faucet on the end, like, what the hell am I going to do with this thing? And the trash isn't going to take it because it's like got copper piping and it's a whole mechanism. Anyway, so I can shove that against the wall. But mostly I bought outdoor furniture for the cabin and I haven't unboxed it because it's so heavy. I can't even move it. So it's just sitting. I really should just set it up in the garage.
In the garage sale, somewhere to sit.
Yeah. 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 So,
a couple of days ago, my neighbor comes home. I don't know, maybe often I see her at the grocery store, but she comes home. She pulls into her driveway. I'm standing on the edge of my driveway, her garage door, I look like some puppy out there, you know? I'm watching somebody else eat ice cream or something, okay? I'm standing there looking at her garage. Door goes open. She pulls in. Door closed.
Just admiring.
I never see her again. I'm like, whoa, that's cool. God.
Yeah.
I never saw her again.
So that's what I'm going to try to do today is I'm going to try to at least get 2 of the 3 cars in the garage.
That's a good goal.
That's my goal today. That's what I'm going to try. Same thing about your neighbor. My neighbor gets his cars in there too. All of a sudden, the Amazon, we're both outside, the Amazon van comes by, and I yell at him, no, 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 keep going to his house.
Don't you dare stop.
And then he's yelling, no, stay in her house.
Yeah.
And then it was his house, thank God. And so he came over, he's like, damn it. Because he has 3 daughters and a wife, so he has 4 girls in that house. Right?
I would have just brought the packages over to your house.
And I said, what'd you get? He goes, I don't even know. And I go, how much do you think that we've spent, like, since the inception of Amazon? How much do, because there's an Amazon at least 3 times a day at his house because of 4 women live there. I mean, some of them are little.
You can't walk out on the street and not see an Amazon truck or a UPS truck or a FedEx truck.
But I wonder if there's a place on the actual site where you can find a total, like a tally of since its inception, this is how much you've spent on Amazon.
And we're so brainwashed. Ugh. I'm sitting at my house yesterday waiting on a box. And I'm watching my phone as this guy makes his stop.
Yeah.
I'm watching him stop around the neighborhood. You're 3 stops away. And then all of a sudden, he stops somewhere else, and I'm still 3 stops away, and I'm pissed.
And
now.
You're like, it's a lie.
It's like, dude, you stuck somebody in there. That's not cool. It's not cool. I was 3 stops away.
Yeah. But how much do you think we all have spent since it? When was it created?
I don't want to know.
All right. So, just in 2023 alone, their net revenue is $576 billion. Just for 20.
I feel like I'm at 1 billion of that.
Tabloid trash. We'll do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But next,
grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Don't know if we have any audio. Hey, shout out.
Good.
I know, right?
Yeah, it's like you're a rapper.
Hey, shout out to Crystal. She just started listening to the show. She said, let's see here. I love you guys. I'm a new listener, and I absolutely love you. My name is Crystal. Hi, Crystal.
Hi, Crystal.
Thanks, Crystal.
Welcome. Welcome. You're not going to always love it.
No.
Just being honest, okay?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a little iffy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Yeah. All right, anyway. Jelly Roll. We love Jelly Roll. And I guess he played a show in Little Rock, Arkansas. And while he was on stage or whatever, he invited everybody to go to a place called Gus's Chicken. He said he'd buy their meal. That was a mistake.
Yeah, I watched it.
Oh, you did?
I saw the video. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was out like over the weekend or Friday or something like that. Yeah.
I do actually have some audio. This is, Jelly Roll. It's number one.
Okay. All right.
Here we go.
Okay.
When I first started coming to Little Rock, Arkansas, I played a place called Sticky's Chicken Shack. It had 200 people. I sold it out. I was so proud. The next time I came, I played a place called The Rev Room. Right next to it's a place called Gus's Chicken. We ate Gus's Chicken every time we played The Rev Room. I played that place 10 times. If you come to Gus's Chicken in Little Rock, Arkansas today, the food is on me, baby. Come get you a meal. This one's on me to honor our sold-out show at Simmons Bank Arena. To all y'all artists playing Sticky's and playing The Rev Room, dude, I played Sticky's 10 times. I played The Rev Room 20 times. Keep playing, baby. Keep playing, baby.
Keep playing.
Yeah.
$19,000. That was his bill.
Woo!
It's pretty good.
That's a lot of sticky chicken or whatever it was. Gus's Chicken.
I saw when he posted the video. I mean, literally, it'd been up for like a minute when I saw the video. And at that point, nobody obviously could respond. But obviously, they got bombarded, didn't they?
So, speaking of posting, you and I have ESP. We've always said right. We've always said
Yeah. So, we think alike.
Yeah. So, I posted on our Facebook page about Giselle, which I'll get to the story. Giselle, pregnant, right? She's knocked up. Mm-hmm. And then literally 2 seconds after I posted that, I got a notification that you'd put it up on X.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I tagged you.
I know.
Just so you know.
That's why I got notified.
Oh, okay.
And so it was like, we literally were thinking at the same time, like, oh my God, Giselle is pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah. What's
Isn't
going
that
through
crazy?
Tom's head?
Oh, I don't know.
I thought.
Well, and I thought, okay, because I overthink everything, but I was like, she is pregnant with that jiu-jitsu. Yeah, so that jiu-jitsu instructor, she is pregnant with his child. And I was thinking, she's like, oh, you want to know what it's like now where our kids have to split another kid? Because, you know, she has been a stepmom to another child, mm-hmm. right? And that's a lot of work. When you're a stepmom to somebody else's kid, it's just always weird and it's a lot.
That kid's a teenager, too, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he is.
And that's from Tom Brady years ago.
Yeah, so she had to incorporate that child with her kids. And so now she's like, I'm going to incorporate this child over here, just like you did with that girl, with our children.
So now we're even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure it wasn't that deep, but that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
No, in fact, they're saying that it was a complete accident, that neither one of them wanted her to get pregnant.
Well, she obviously pulled the goalie.
I don't know.
Yeah, they were doing something they weren't supposed to.
Yeah, because she's 44 and she obviously pulled the goalie.
I don't know. That's the story this morning.
Giselle Bundchen, Tom Brady's ex-wife, is pregnant and expecting her first child with jiu-jitsu pro. Is his name Joaquim?
I think it's Joaquin.
Oh,
Joaquin.
You're right. That's what it would be. You're right. See what I mean, Crystal? Not always on point. The supermodel has been dating him since June 2023, and this will be her third child and his first. She divorced Tom Brady. Wow, it's already been 2022?
It seems just like 6 months ago.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's been 2 years, does it? It was October 2022.
Yeah.
That's longer. I don't know. Yeah, it seems like it was like last month. But they've been divorced for 2 years after 13 years of marriage. She has two other children with the former NFL star. And she also says in that one documentary that she's always a mom to the other kid, too.
Yeah.
So, Anyway, it's crazy.
Man, what a lucky kid. That house that she has down there in Miami.
Oh, I thought you meant because the baby would come through vagina.
Just kids.
Like just a lucky child.
No. Not that creepy. No. But, I mean, think about what he's being born into. Your dad and your mom live down there in that mansion. Your stepfather, Tom Brady.
Yeah, but it's also like, look what else you're born into. Like, you're siblings, your half siblings have another dad, and there's another kid that comes over and he has another mom. I mean, that's also what you're born into.
Yeah,
it's a lot
too.
It's a lot. Anyway, I guess while this was going on, Tom's like, oh my god, she's pregnant, and then he started calling everybody a spaz and everybody's mad at him.
So no, he did that during a broadcast.
I know.
Yeah,
I have
a football game. I thought you meant that he called everybody. Her a spaz.
No, I'll get.
Oh, okay.
It was a setup, kind of.
Okay, all right. Threw me off though.
For a minute, you were Schmidel.
Yeah. Was I? That's pretty good insult there.
You know, when you try to set something up and he comes on top of it, and you're like, oh, God.
Well, the way I heard...
It doesn't matter. Tom Brady offended some people with his commentary while calling the Bills-Seahawks game on Fox Sports on Sunday. He was talking about a quarterback, and he was saying, like, oh, my God, he used to play like a spaz before he became more controlled. Well, I guess people are mad because that's a real, real bad word in some worlds. It says the spaz comment was uncalled for, highly offensive to people who have physical disabilities as well as their loved ones. Sickening vocabulary from Tom Brady. So,
a little overthought, in my opinion.
I hadn't thought like spaz to me is kind of like, you know how kids are sometimes they're just like bouncing off the walls.
Yeah,
they're all over the place.
Yeah, that's like
wacky.
Like zing 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 zing. That's a spaz to me.
Yeah.
It's not anybody with a disability.
That's the bottom line. I don't find it offensive. I don't think most people do. I think
have disabilities, so if somebody with a disability finds that it's offensive, then we have to respect that.
I don't think anybody goes to the doctor and you're being told that you have spaz.
No, but I think that some people have spasms that they can't control, so maybe that's it.
I don't understand that.
Listen, I'm just trying.
It's a little picky.
You're a little picky.
Now you're acting like Spadil.
I'm so sad about this, you guys. More TGI Fridays are closing down. Oh, man. It's so sad. I didn't even know there's any left, to be honest with you.
I know. Because I always used to go to the one that now is Hooters in Lone Tree. It was a TGI Fridays.
Yeah, I went to that one,
back
too.
Back in the day. Yeah, and that was the spot. I loved, like, their poppers and everything.
I thought it was good, too. It's the Hooters you go to, BJ. That used to be a TGI Friday.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, they just... Well, first of all, they got rid of their flair, which was a huge mistake.
I mean, that's the draw.
Exactly. And then they got rid of their flair, and then all of a sudden, they're like kind of boring. But I thought their food was good, and then they put the Hooters in.
I thought it was great.
There's one in St. Louis right by the airport that I always go to. I'm feeling like it might be shut down soon.
Yeah, to me, it was more like an Applebee's.
But better.
It had that
It does
vibe
have that feel. But it was. Yeah. I felt like the food was a little bit better.
It was bar food. It was all right.
A little bit better. I feel sorry for Frog. I'm not going to lie.
Why?
Well, I know your wife was at a pottery class last night.
Yep.
And, man, were you tweeting about football?
Oh, what do you mean?
You
I
were
only sent a couple.
That tells me the poor child was on a tablet all day.
Because you were in it.
You were in it.
Well.
The child was on a tablet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know where he was at, actually.
Or BJ was on the tablet. And then
no, he's watching the game. No, child was in the corner on a tablet playing games, and you're like, here, you can play it all day.
I think he was in the basement with the electrician trying to wire some stuff. I don't really
supervise
know.
Him.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
He's only six. I mean, he can wire. Got to start somewhere, right? All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday, only 2 days away, Halloween.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.